Welcome to Over for Coffee. This is a podcast where we invite our friends and family over for coffee and talk all things community and creativity. In this episode, we continue our conversation with Jenny Ellard. We talk about friendship, how to make friends, and what it takes to connect with others. Come on over for coffee.
We were talking about the topic of community. Jenny is the first person that came to mind because if somebody needs a friend, she will be their first friend. And she will stick by people through thick and thin, you know, crazy, a little bit crazy, a lot crazy. And she'll give you benefit of the doubt. She'll give you another chance, you know. And I have seen her, you know, just befriend people constantly, you know, give of herself, make phone calls, go and visit people, take people to the doctor, you know, take people meals, go into their homes. I mean, she does stuff that I think about doing and I go, I could not do that, you right. know. And
but you so, wish you could.
Yeah, I wish I was a Jenny. Yes, there are definite times where I go, okay, why can't I be more like Jen? You know, I need to be able to say hello to people in the grocery store and, you know, things like that. And so for me, I learn a lot from Jenny and, you know, just how to, so that's what I want for us to talk about is, you know, how are you constantly able to make friends with strangers or people who, you know, are different and people who we are unsure of or we don't know anything about. How, and even after, like, if you've been hurt or if they've just disappeared off the face of the earth and act like they don't know you, you know, like in a couple
cool with
of
that.
Months. Right. So how do you keep going from, you know, from that place? Like I would get hurt and I'd be like, oh no. And then, okay, I'm not going to talk to the next person that comes around because
right.
they might hurt me again.
Yeah.
So how do you keep an open heart? Like, how do you keep an open heart and an open spirit and, you know, those really the open arms too, to people who are constantly, when you're in church ministry, especially, you feel like you stay put and then there's like a constant revolving mm-hmm. door of mm-hmm. faces and people who you invest time and energy into and love yeah. and then they just disappear sometimes
right.
and that can be hard for pastors and ministers and
yeah,
staff
definitely.
And how do you deal with that, like how do you constantly when the next new face walks in go, hey, you know,
right.
let me be your friend. So talk to me about that.
Okay. Thanks for that. No pressure.
Yeah, no pressure.
That's a lot, but I think for me, anytime I meet someone or I see someone or I always want anyone that I meet and anyone that I see to feel like they are seen. I want them to feel like God sees them. And if I can do that, then I feel like I've done a good job. Like, because for so long I have felt like I wasn't seen by anyone. And I feel like it goes beyond extrovert or introvert or whatever. And I have all those things. Just because I can do all those things doesn't mean that I haven't gotten hurt, haven't gotten like talked about and haven't gotten like,
yeah.
You guys know me and know that that has happened. I mean, I it's not that I get over it, but I'm able to feel like God always like gives me more to continue, like mm-hmm. even more like love, even more appreciation. Like I realize that that's going to happen. You're going to get hurt. People are going to talk bad about you. But I don't let those things change who I am. I don't let
right.
those things change,
right.
change what God has done in my life, how he sees me and loves me and touches me every day. And I feel like that's something that I can get behind and that I can do. And I genuinely enjoy people. I mean, that's just sort of, I love just meeting crazy. Like crazy doesn't bother me. It really doesn't. I feel like I can learn from crazy just as much as I can learn from sane, you know? And, I probably learn more from crazy, but, sane is so boring.
Right. Yeah.
But you know, I mean, that's just sort of, I don't think it's like some kind of formula. I just think for me, I just feel like, you know, if I can touch somebody, if I can just, you know, be there for someone in that moment, in that little, you know, timeline of their life, then I've done something that God has called me to do. And if I can sort of, you know, touch somebody in that way, I feel like, okay, I've done it. Like, you know, I feel like that. So that's, I mean, in a nutshell, sort of,
right,
in that way, you know, that, but because, you know, you can say, I haven't always had, when I, growing up, we moved around a lot. And so making friendships was really difficult because, you know, I would go to a different school. Like one year, I think I hit like 5 or 6 different schools, and it was really hard to walk into a classroom and go, you know, here I am. Love me.
Love me.
Yeah. And so I'm still that way though. I'm just like, you know, but, and so I was always that kid that needed a friend, somebody that would just go, hey, how's it going? Let's have lunch. And so I kind of bring that with me because I never want anybody to feel at church, at work, at wherever to feel like they're alone, like ever alone, because God never leaves them alone.
Yeah.
And if you can be that physical, you know, person that lets them know that God loves them and they're not alone. And I'm not saying that it's not like I minister in that, the ministry way every time I meet someone, like, God loves you. No, I mean, it's just, you know, hey, how's
just
it going?
Just being a friend.
Just being a friend. It's not always about, you know, leading with the Christianity card. I mean, I honestly, that's probably, you know, I hope that they can see that. I hope I don't have to ever have that card or show the bumper sticker or have the t-shirt for them to know that there's something different about me, that I have something more in my life than just a friendly smile.
Right.
Yeah.
So how do you make friends? I mean, I know that you basically say, hi, I'm Jenny.
Yeah, but what advice would you give?
Okay, yes.
Like, what advice would you give us?
Yes.
Like, in how to make a friend, or maybe in context of, like, church or work, what approach do we need to have?
I guess my question would be, like, a little bit different on that, Ben. It was like, I know how to make friends. I know how to associate with people. How do you make it such a rich experience? Because I see you with people.
Oh,
and I'm like, I don't feel that.
She's genuinely enjoying that conversation,
yes,
right? Yes.
I don't feel that way. Like,
and
I struggle
I
with it,
with
and I'm like,
not.
And I can take my time, and I can have a conversation with someone, and I can make them feel heard, and I can talk and back and forth, and we can chit chat. But like, I don't feel anything. like, how do you make it such a rich experience? Because like, you like love to live life with people. You know, that's, you're great with that. I feel like you're amazing at that.
That's a good question, actually. I always go into it and I kind of take myself and my life out of it. Like, I go into it going, man, they're going to tell me something good. Like, I'm going to learn something amazing about this person. I always go into it going, this is a diamond right here. I'm going to get something that is just going to rock my world. You know, they're going to talk about, I just feel like everyone has something rich to bring. You know, and maybe somebody just hasn't asked them, you know, and so for me, like, how do you make friends? You just talk to them, you know, and you just kind of engage them.
Yeah.
You know, if I see somebody reading, what are you reading? If I see somebody crocheting, hey, what are you crocheting? I feel like I'm the one that gains at the end of it. I'm the one that's going to gain something amazing, you know, knowledge or about that person or about their family or about their past and, you know, their dreams and aspirations. I love that. You know, I want to hear about what you're thinking and where you've been and, you know, and what you're after. Like, that for me is the richness of friendship, is, you know, stirring somebody in a, it, you know, with questions and, you know, about where they've been and where they're going. Like, that's exciting to me. You know, I feel like so many of the time, no matter if you're an extrovert or an introvert, and that takes time. I'm not just going to have like, it's rare when I walk up to somebody or like we just start talking and like I gain this, you know, it's kind of like a cup of coffee. You kind of start off with Folgers. Yeah. And, you know, it takes time to get to
with
the...
With, like, 4 creams and
yes,
4 sugars.
Right. And it takes time, like, to get to, you know, this Peruvian Starbucks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dark roast. It just takes time, but I feel like I go into it always feeling like the excitement of I'm going to meet someone and, you know, this is somebody, some God made this person. There is something exciting there. There is something rich there. There's something that I'm going to learn about them. And maybe, just maybe, I'll learn about God too.
Yeah. Because like for me, like I, like when it comes to strangers, right? Like I wouldn't consider myself like the best at making friends with strangers. In fact, probably it's the opposite. Like more strangers approach me than anything. I've had times where people say, hey, don't I know you from somewhere?
Right.
Or hey,
you
know,
that
and,
happen a lot.
Yeah. So, and I guess it's just the face. I don't know. But I feel like for me, like I need like having people in my life like that. That like rejuvenates me.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
And you know, like I mean, I took my boys like shopping and. And I didn't really want to like go, but we went shopping for like shirts for Easter and, you know, just like had a great time just being by ourselves and just laughing and kind of going to the store, doing different things outside of just the norm. I don't think we've ever done that. Just like my two boys and myself like shopping. It's story worthy, I think, at some point. But and, you know, doing that, I know like Danny and Mel were over yesterday and, you know, we like jammed out a bit and we worshiped and we did something very spontaneous. And I felt like, wow, like I needed that. Like I needed to do that with someone else. And today, like just on purpose, I decided like, hey, I'm usually in the back with like the techs and the media guys and saying, you know, hey, how did everything sound, you know, and working through issues. But I decided like, hey, I'm going to walk through the sanctuary and I'm going to hug as many people as I can like today. And I did that, you know, and I went over and I told people, hey, you know, I told a couple guys, hey, your shirt looks great. You know, I like your shirt, you know, and they're like, hey,
know,
you know,
right?
Thanks, you know, and, you know, they're kind of buttoning up the shirt, you know, and you know, I went and said hi to a lot of people on the side that I usually don't go to, but I went all the way around and said hi to as many people as I can, because I think it's, because it's important. I think it's important for us to engage with others, and at least for me, it makes me better.
Yeah,
does
definitely.
That make sense?
Yeah.
Well, in what way?
I feel normal, and I don't. That's the only way I can explain it. Like I think when I don't have that engagement with people, I'm not myself. Like I feel different. I feel like I feel like a different, it's like a different Sam, you know, where you become so isolated from people
and self-involved.
That when you start branching out and saying, hey, I'm going to engage with others, like not just because I need to engage, because, you know, I want to have that connection, but as a person, you know, I feel like it's like I come alive. Like with that too, I feel like I become who God intended me to be as an individual.
Yeah,
like doing that.
Connection is really important to me too. I feel like, you know, connecting with people helps me connect with God and helps me, you know, we can sort of in our little Christian home and in our, you know, and the things that we do and the life that we live that we feel that, you know, we're living. Sometimes it can be sort of where that's the only thing that we see every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't make connections outside of that. And I feel like God wants us to make connections outside. Okay, you have a, you know, I'm so thankful when I go home, it's peaceful and there's love and joy. But there's people that we meet every day that I meet that don't have any of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to, you know, I know that God has made us to make connections with people in that way so that we bring them those things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can just in a hi and a how you doing and a, you know, just starting a conversation with them, you know, let them know that there's hope, you know, and that there is a God that loves them. And it, like I said, I don't always lead that way. I feel like saying that it's not like I have a ton of friends. I know a lot of people, like, you know, I make connections this way, but I mean, my core friendships are actually probably maybe three or four core friendships that,
right.
You know, but as far as making the reasons why I can't help it. Like, I can't help but go talk to, you know, the person sitting in the corner. Like, I just can't. Like, I feel like God made me that way, and that to deny that would be like a whole different Jenny. You know, and it's not like I'm always up to meeting someone or talking with someone for sure. When I'm going through things, or if I'm just not in the mood or whatever. But I feel like also that, you know, when God is like, hey, go talk to so-and-so. And I'm just like, but I had, you know, a really bad night, and, you know, and, but I'll go, and it's not just for that person, but I find myself like rejuvenated and re-energized and like going, oh, okay, I see it. It wasn't just about them. It was about me too, Lord. Like, you use it to like connect with me, mm-hmm. you know, through this person, you know, for whatever the reason. And so connections for me are really important. Connecting with people is really important to me.
Yeah.
Interesting. I guess me and Esther are feeling the same thing, where it's like sometimes we have conversations with people and it's not rejuvenating.
Sure.
It's painful. Like, if that could be like
draining. I feel like having conversations with people is more of a giving experience than a receiving experience.
Giving. Yeah, I have to have enough of myself to give.
Oh, I'm going to get something so wonderful from that person when they share.
I do. I receive a lot from that. Yeah, definitely. I try to give, but I also feel like I receive so much more than I give in my friendships and in my connecting with people. Well, I think people just need someone to listen. I never go into it, because Eric is funny, because he's just like, I don't have an answer. I never go into it going, I have an answer, ever.
I guess that's why.
Ever. Because I don't. Like, I'm just like, I don't even have answers to my stuff. Like, I don't have answers to your stuff. Like, I have Jesus, and I'm going to give you that, and I'm going to give you some love. And, you know, I never go into it with any expectations that, you know, I mean, it might go badly. There's been plenty of times when things went badly, you know. But, yeah, come on. If you know me at all, you know that, you know, I mean, I can stick my foot in my mouth better than anybody, you know, and so I'll be the one that goes, oh, when are you due? Oh, I'm not pregnant. Like, that's where I live between, you know, appropriate and inappropriate.
Yeah.
But man, I give it a try. I keep going. I'm just like,
I mean, I've said some things. Yeah, for sure.
Too. Yeah, definitely. But I think people just need somebody to listen to and be open to that sometimes it's not like the experience is not necessarily, it might not, you might not feel like, whoo, I'm so excited that I got, you know, got that. But, you know, I think ultimately people need someone. I think if you look at in society, any thriving society, thriving community, it's going to be people that make connections with each other, that connect with each other. It might not be a huge connection,
mm-hmm.
but it's, you know, knowing that someone will listen, that someone will be there, that, you know, that someone cares enough to know, you know, even something silly. I worked for Hallmark for years, and, you know, sometimes I would be like consoling someone who lost their dog. Like, I feel like you just have to be open to other people's things and lives. And yeah, you know, like, that sounds silly, but mm-hmm. that lady really needed some comfort, because nobody cared. She was like, everybody was laughing at me, but this dog, you don't understand what it mm-hmm. meant to me. And in that moment, I didn't understand, but I understood her pain. I understood her loss. You know what I mean? And I think sometimes it's just about understanding. And okay, I'll help you pick out a card, and I'm sorry that you lost your dog, you know, and I'm sorry that, you know, it's just those things.
Thank you for listening to Over for Coffee. Please join the discussion over on our Facebook page by commenting with any friend-making tips. We would love to hear from you. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sponsoring our next cup of creative coffee by donating on our website, overforcoffee.com. Don't forget to comment, like, and share each episode with your friends.